Hi, this is Will Clower. This week is the appetite thermometer, and at the close of the week, I want you to start to track your appetite thermometer. As I mentioned at the beginning, the appetite thermometer is something that's been talked about and proposed since the 1950s, but what we have done that no one else has done is put a number to it, where you can find out what your appetite thermometer is and then watch as it gets turned down. Changing your appetite thermometer is very intuitive, and I've put some math to it, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable or intimidated by the math like a lot of people are, because it's very intuitive. So let me just talk to you about that. How much your body asks for is a function of two things: how much you're hungry for at the meal and how often you're hungry for it. So what you're going to do is you're going to measure the number of portions that your body is hungry for at a meal and how frequently you're hungry for those portions. The portions divided by the time between meals. It's that simple. What this will do is give you a number, and the number that is your appetite thermometer is not important. What is important is that you see that number change over time. Because you're going to have your own way of measuring your own portions, everybody's number will be different. But what's important is that when you measure the portions you're hungry for at the plate and the time between meals, you're going to see those numbers change. When those numbers change, that's a reflection that you have turned down the knob. And when that happens, you win the microwave. That's what you're looking for. In the end, we're going to eat as we ate when we were healthy in this culture, at meal times. You're not even going to be hungry for the between meal snacking. And all those candy companies and soda companies and snack companies are going to be so sad when America starts eating at meal times. I'm Will Clower. If you guys have any questions at all, please let me know. info@willclower.com. And post on our site. Let us know how you're doing. If you have any questions about the math or how to apply it, we will get right back to you. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.